Welcome, welcome back to Black Girl from Brick City. It's your girl Ace with a Y, and I'm here with another episode. We are on episode 28, and guys, I'm super excited to be speaking with you today. I hope you had an amazing day, an amazing week. By the time you'll be hearing this, it'll be Wednesday, so happy Wednesday. We are going to be discussing red flags. So if you didn't hear my previous episode entitled Green Flags or Embracing the Green Flags, if I'm not mistaken, I was discussing what are green flags and like what is certain things during dating. So when I say dating in this video, I'm not speaking of like, you know, you're just casually talking to somebody, casually getting to know someone. No, I'm speaking about when you are in a committed monogamous relationship, okay? And I've picked 7 things that I would consider, in my personal opinion, red flags. Red flags look red to certain people. So my red flags honestly may not be considered a red flag to you. And this could be red flags for both men and women. Like, I only like to speak for women because I am a woman. So I don't really like to speak on behalf of men because I don't really know what they be thinking for real. No shade. I can't think like a man. Even though that book and that movie was fire. Yeah, Steve Harvey, but I can't think like a man. But these flags can be noticed in both men and women. And I say that because there was a point in my life where I honestly believed that I was a red flag. Yes. Insert the boos. Boo. But we're being authentic. I'm being authentic and sharing my testimony. I knew I was the red flag in certain situations when I wouldn't feel good about certain decisions. Maybe it was in a form of retaliation, or maybe it was in a form of hurt. So, you know, that hurt people thing. But whatever it was, I knew, like, yeah, something not right with me. Like, maybe I'm a little, you know, this or that. So I knew that I was sometimes a red flag. So the first red flag is oversharing about exes, whether it be positive or negative. Now, hear me out. I know there's certain circumstances where, you know, you're with a woman and she has a father of her child that is not you. And then she has like a certain kind of like co-parent relationship with her ex. That's totally different. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm speaking of is like you're meeting somebody, you're in a committed relationship. Y'all already went through the dating stage. You're in a relationship. And that person, your partner, is still sharing intimate details about their ex. It's just weird. And when that used to happen to me, I wouldn't find it weird because guess what? I used to do that. I used to find it, you know, I wouldn't find anything wrong with just saying like, yeah, yo, I can't believe this time. But then what happened was I started realizing every time I speak about this thing or what I've been through or reopening certain story times and everything like that, it's almost like reliving that moment again and again and again and again. You know, it doesn't make any sense for you to just keep speaking about the same thing, because that probably shows that you're not healed or you're just obsessed with this person. And both are not green flags when being in a whole other relationship with somebody. All right. Explaining your past hurts and just focus too much on your past. It could be toxic and it hinders you from really living in the present. So if you do this, I think that you may consider that you got a red flag, sis, or like, bro. If you keep talking about your exes, it's like, first of all, it starts to become uncomfortable. I've had somebody just constantly speak about his ex, and not just one, many of them. And they weren't necessarily bad. He wasn't bashing them or anything. It was just, it would come up in casual talk. Like, oh yeah, me and da-da-da went to this place. And mind you, we would be in a full-blown relationship. So I would be like, that's weird. Okay, so that was a red flag. Another red flag that I could combine with that one is that they are still in actual contact with their exes, like social media, you know, they calling each other all types of the night. You know, I feel like, why keep in contact? Because what is there really to talk about? And if you want that person in your future to that level, maybe you guys should reconsider trying again. That's just, don't get me wrong. Like, I honestly had a dude tell me that when I saw that his ex would be calling him like all types of the night, I'd be like, hey, who's that calling you? And he'll be like, you know, such such. And I'd be like, wow, like what really is there for you guys to talk about? And he told me, he was like, well, we always knew this day would come. If one of us started taking somebody seriously, we knew that we couldn't be friends anymore. And it was just like the fact that he was considering them like a unit, like a we thing, it was so uncomfortable for me because I was just like, I would never consider me and an ex a we if I'm pursuing an entirely different relationship. Hey, that's just, maybe that's just me. And that's why I be thinking to myself sometimes, you know, is this really a red flag or am I just over-exaggerating? But no, because that conversation when I told that young man that made me uncomfortable turned out to be a very elongated, uncomfortable situation because you know what he did? I'm gonna tell y'all. He called her, right? And he was like, you know what? I'm gonna handle this. And I'm like, okay, so did you handle it? He's like, yeah. I told her you weren't comfortable with us speaking anymore. I said, you told your ex that I wasn't comfortable with y'all speaking anymore? Like, yeah, I told you that. Yeah, I told you it was uncomfortable, but you wouldn't told your ex that? Like, you ain't just say, hey, you know, I'm pursuing a serious relationship. You know, it's getting serious. I'll talk to you later. You know what I'm saying? No beef. You went and told her that. I was like, okay, so next time, don't say nothing. Just peep and keep observing. And then another lesson I learned from that is just like, if you are stuck in the past with someone, whether it be in any type of intimate way, you shouldn't try to build on new intimate connection. That's just not the answer to that. You should be solving this feeling, this yearning, this loyalty, this connection, this tie. If you are still attached to it anyway, I feel like you getting into something new is off bounds. Contact with exes, oversharing about exes, negative or positive, is definitely a red flag. Number two, cheating. Let's just get it out there. Cheating. Emotional disloyalty, physical disloyalty. It's just not it. It's a red flag. Cheating can come in multiple forms. Like, I remember, I'm going to use my own dating experiences with these red flags only because I want to show you that I actually, like, went through it. Okay? So I'm going to give you really brief synopsis. You could, you know, take it as you may, but these are like mini testimonies. So when I say cheating, I had this guy tell me that this wasn't cheating. I was in a full-blown relationship with him. We was probably together for like a year and some months. And, you know, I did the most insecure thing that you could do when you are with someone. I feel like now, but going through his phone. So I went through his phone and it took me a little minute to get the courage to actually click it, because that was like the first time I ever went through his phone. I was so sure. And I'd be the real heartbreak, y'all, when y'all be so sure. This is 100%. I don't have to worry about nothing. For some reason, I just felt like a disconnect, so I just went through his phone. All right, y'all. I went through his messages, y'all, off rip. Pictures of this girl, like, in very inappropriate spaces. Okay, very inappropriate pictures. And not only were they pictures, yo, it was screen recordings or like screenshots from like them on FaceTime with her doing the acts. And he told me that wasn't cheating because he never physically met her or touched her. I was like, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. And then I stayed. Red flag. Cause that didn't end well. Anyway. This is another form of cheating, but for a long time, I tried to not call it cheating, but it's definitely a red flag because it's just weird. Constantly looking at other men or women or social media, especially when you are in a committed relationship. Now, I'm sorry, y'all. No shade. There are boys in my DM. I'm going to say men. There are men in my DM. And, you know, we're cordial. Like, these are men that, like, I never really met them in person. You know those Instagram people that just, like, follow you and always hearting your stuff and supporting your stuff, I'm going to call it. But anyway, it's this young man who, like, you know, everything sometimes he'll just send hearts and stuff like that and fire flames. Like, and it's innocent, but he's in a full-blown relationship. And I just be looking at the messages that he sends me and the consistency in his support on my page in certain posts that I, you know, put up. It's just like, it's just a red flag. It's a red flag. And it's unfortunate because you want, like, if you're a man, you want a woman who is loyal without you even have to say nothing, right? Men, women want the same thing. We want loyalty without having to show you how to be loyal. So if I'm with you and you are under every single post with like girls topless, booties in the camera, angles, like, come on, y'all know what's up. Or the new ones, you know, the workout, the girls who work out with like they thongs and stuff. Yes, you know, you could like stuff on Instagram if you like it. It's just a little weird. I think it's a red flag because I had to unfollow somebody I was dating in a relationship with because I was sick of seeing him on like my I would be on the explore page, and then, you know, some girl come up with like a provocative picture, I'm guessing, or like, you know, she has a lot showing. And he'll be right there in the likes, like mad thirsty. And then Instagram makes sure that you see the name. Like, I was just like, man, I'm going to just unfollow him. You are with a man and you are constantly in other men DMs or always want to be around different new men. I just feel like it doesn't show honor to your relationship. I don't know. Well, I do know. That's how I feel. That's just how I feel. I don't know how other people feel, but that's a red flag. All right, next. Third red flag, doesn't keep their word or always making false promises. Now, if you have a partner and they say something like, hey, babe, let me know how much you need on that bill, or let me know how much you need for this and I'm going to give it to you. And then you tell them and then they're like, all right, babe, I got you. And then you never hear about it again and they don't keep their word, like they never bring it up again. Red flag. Red flag, I'm talking about if you are in a relationship and this constantly happens. Like, I've had a man tell me, I'm going to give you half of this. Like, it was some kind of bill or whatever. He was like, I'm going to give you half of this. Just, you know, just take it. So I told him what half was. I think it was like $150 or something. I think I paid $300. And he said he was going to give me $150 back. He was like, all right, I got you. Never heard about it again for like 2 to 3 months. Never brought it up. Never put the money in my hand. Never sent the money. And I never asked, hey, because honestly, you either uncomfortable talking about that you don't have it and you made that word. But my thing is, if you give me your word and you say you're going to do something, you're supposed to just do it. You know what I'm saying? You rarely meet people that say they're going to do something and they keep their word. So if you are a person who keeps your word, that is such a beautiful blessing, because a lot of people just making false promises. Yeah, we're going to link up. Yeah, we're gonna do this. Yeah, I'm gonna treat you. Yeah, I'm gonna take you there. And never be talking to the person ever again. All right, fourth one. You don't have any privacy. Your alone time is considered selfish. This was the biggest red flag that I feel like I personally had to deal with. I'm talking about if I go to the studio, typical situation, I go to the studio and I don't answer, I'm getting like calls like, yo, like, what are you doing? Da, 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 like, or texting me. If it's like that, it's like that. I'm like, yo, I didn't hear my phone ring. When I'm recording like this, I would put my phone on do not disturb so that it doesn't disturb my video. So sometimes when I'm in the studio, I record myself like BTS singing in the studio. So my phone is on like do not disturb. But clearly when I would answer the phone, like it wouldn't even be that many missed calls. They'll be like, what were you doing? Oh yeah. Just a mess. But you have no alone time. Like, you're not able to just be alone and it's not viewed as a negative thing. Or you're not able to say, hey, I need some time for me. Or, hey, can I go here by myself? I know you would love to come to this event, but can I just go by myself to network by myself, like, without you there? I need time by myself to recharge, or I need time sometimes to sit in silence so that I'm not constantly thinking. I'm actually relaxing my brain and relaxing myself and having some self-care time. So this is definitely a red flag. Oh, and that was my red flag too. I didn't consider somebody's need to have space away from me. So I would look at it as like I'm being clingy, but really it's just sometimes people just need their time away from you. And then I used to say, no, I used to think like to myself, or I used to even pray. I used to pray like, God, can you send me somebody that's clingy? And then I dated somebody that was clingy and it almost felt like he was like possessive. It was not cute. Be careful what you ask for. If you are away from your partner and you're constantly calling them especially when you know that they're busy or they're doing something that they told you they were doing. They have video of it, they have photos of it, like you see it online, they're going live, like you're just being annoying. So yeah, if you care about somebody, you care about their mental peace and you care about being their peace and vice versa. All right, number five. Yes, number five. Aggressive or violent or disrespectful during conflicts. So they are either showing aggression, violence, or disrespect when you guys are having a disagreement. Red flag. Red flag. Not being able to have a conversation, a difficult conversation, without yelling or becoming aggressive is wild. It shows lack of emotional intelligence, and it's clear that you can't handle your emotions under pressure. Now, this is a major red flag, and I have the most experience with this because as I've always, you know, shared on my platform, I really had really bad anger management issues, because I didn't know how to process my emotions, and I just always felt like people weren't hearing me, and that just goes into so many other things. But I remember the day I realized my anger was out of my control. I wouldn't be able to have certain conversations without bursting into tears, just shutting down. It was either bursting into tears, shutting down, or yelling over the person who's speaking to me that I don't understand. So it's not helpful to your relationship, and it's extremely difficult. It's become easier for me. It has become way easier for me to have hard conversations only because I feel like the older I get, the more I already know what I want. Like, I know what I want. I know what I don't want. And it's become easier for me to have hard conversations, especially in dating. It's easier for me to say now, hey, you're an amazing guy, but we don't have the same values, and we could be a friend. We could be friends. We could continue to just hang out. But as far as us having a romantic relationship, I don't see that. And then a person could be like, I was gonna say the same thing. Nah, but seriously, like it's been easier for me to communicate my feelings when it comes to protecting myself from red flags, protecting myself from wasting any more time. And as much as I've learned from lessons, and as much as I'm grateful for the experience, the less lessons I have to learn, the better. So the more that I can apply what I've learned to future endeavors, yeah, I'm going to apply it. So watch out and see if you are dealing with aggression or violence. Like, you can't have a hard conversation without shorty cursing you out right in the parking lot in front of everybody. I've seen it with my own eyes. Okay, so that was number, keep losing count of the number. All right, this is six, and then we have one more. Too sexual, too fast. And the person shows zero interest in taking it slow with you. This is a red flag. If you can't have a normal conversation, and this could be even in a relationship. Like, don't get me wrong. Just because we are together doesn't mean that I want to be sexualized all the time. And some men would hear that and be like, what? Some women would hear that and be like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. No, no, no. I want to be able to have an intelligent conversation with you in the car, looking at the stars, eating some snacks, talking. Okay, like, I want to be at the table, or we could sit on the rug, pull our Bibles out, read the word, pick each other's brains, pray. Intimacy. Intimacy doesn't always equal to sex or sexual activities. So that's a red flag. If, you know, I don't know how big of a deal some people will find that, but I just get personally annoyed only because I'm the type of woman that I love to be mentally stimulated, and I love to have intellectual conversations with my partner. I like to come to you with news, and then you come to me with certain things that you learn, because I like to learn every day. So every day I'm going to have something to talk about, only because something happens in my life every day. I live every single day intentionally. So if you don't, and you just want to, like, feel on me, it's just, like, it's boring. I get very bored in that instance. Like, there's nothing holding my attention with you. You are just trying to touch me. And that doesn't make, you know, that doesn't make me feel valued. It just makes me feel like an object, if that makes sense. It makes me feel like that's the only thing that you really are most concerned about. And this goes into my last point, my last red flag. This is my top red flag. Unequally yoked. Say it with me. Unequally yoked. Financially, emotionally, spiritually. Let me tell you what unequally yoked means. Being unequally yoked, I can describe it as you and that person do not have common standards, values. You guys do not see eye to eye in very key points that would make you a good partner, a suitable partner for each other. And this could be applied in different aspects. Like even if you get into a certain business and they don't have the same morals or standards to live by, you guys don't have the same values, you could find yourself compromising your integrity by working with certain corporations for what? Money, fame, that do not align with your values. And in this instance, I'm going to use the example of spiritually, right? I've had so many relationships where I was unequally yoked with my partner, whether it be financially unequally yoked, like it was just like, he don't work at all, and I'm working like 9 to 5. Unequally yoked. I have ambition to go to work to get, you know, what I need. He doesn't. He's comfortable with doing what he's doing that's not making him any income, right? And that sounds harsh, but women do it too, okay? So you're unequally yoked. Men are unequally yoked with some certain women, but I'm going to speak from a woman's perspective. I've been not only financially unequally yoked, but I've been emotionally unequally yoked, right? I like to express my love with words, and I like to, you know, just be close to my partner and feel a sense of closeness. And then I find myself dating men who are very cold, very like nonchalant, you know, very, yeah, I'll get back to that. It wasn't equally yoked, okay? And I know they say opposites attract, but there comes a point where if you are this way and they're that way, sometimes you don't want to be that only person giving. You want that other person to compromise too. So unequally yoked just takes more effort. You find yourself like trying to make certain things work when you knew from the jump that you guys weren't working on that level. But you tend to ignore characteristics of, you know, you and this person be unequally yoked. Maybe you start thinking like, oh, well, they can come around to it. Or, you know, you never know, it might change the more we get to know each other. No, you should really look at people as they are, not who they will be, who they are. Like, for example, I was dating people who really didn't have any interest, little interest in reading the Bible. So I feel really strongly about reading the Bible. I want my future kids to read the Bible and to apply those principles into their lives, to love with the love of Jesus Christ. And then if I yoke myself completely in agreement with someone who has no passion or desire to read the Bible or to instill it necessarily into their kids, what is that going to lead to in the future? That's going to lead to either a big disagreement or somebody's going to have to compromise, right? And then 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, do not team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? And how can light live with darkness? You can be with somebody who says they believe in God, they believe in Jesus, but their actions in life show that they are a non-believer. They like where God is right now in their life. And they don't want to get any more closer than they are right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just, how could you team up with somebody like that if you're on fire for God and they're just going to drain you out? So yeah, those are the 7 red flags that I've come up with. Meditate on the red flags that maybe you demonstrate sometimes, you know? Sometimes we don't really necessarily notice it because we're the ones that's doing it. But if somebody is telling you something over and over again from different people, you probably are the red flag. I pray that you guys have an amazing week. And I pray that if you are dealing with any red flags, I pray that God puts his grace on you to lose certain red flag qualities, I say. I had to read, watch videos, really practice what I've learned, read the Bible, self-help books like The Four Agreements, and just all these books to pour into me what I wasn't really taught how to have healthy emotional connections. So when you find yourself as an adult learning, it's just like, man, if I knew these certain things, I could have made better decisions and stayed away from certain situations. But it's all good because I'm here right now on Black Girl from Brick City, and I'm documenting this so that one day, even my future kids can go back and listen to this. I can just say, hey, go listen to Mommy Podcast if you feel like, you know, you want some advice. Anyway, so thank you so much for tuning in to episode 28. I hope that you have an amazing week, and thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. See you next week. Bye. I gotta peek through the window. Black girl, gotta watch what I'm into. Black girl, you don't know what I've been through. Dark skin, got them feeling so fearful. Got them feeling so fearful, got them feeling so fearful, they scared.